It's the 26th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A full council meeting 2 days ago will bring no relief for Bedford's council taxpayers in the upcoming year. The executive at the meeting proposed an almost 5% increase for the 2024-25 period. The core tax will be hiked by 2.99% and will be added to the social care precept, scheduled to go up by 2%, for a total increase of 4.99%. Councillor Graham Coombs, the portfolio holder for Finance, Risk and Welfare, justified the rise, saying the executive is committed to protect and invest in services, and in November 2023 we launched an ambitious 4-year efficiency plan to transform service quality, improve productivity, tackle waste and inefficiency. A man who attacked an emergency worker yesterday at the Mile in Luton was subdued by police officers and was later taken to hospital after expressing that he felt unwell. His motive for the assault and the nature of his current condition remain unknown. Real Bedford Football Club owner Peter McCormack has accused Bedford Mayor Tom Wootton of blocking his lease renewal for McMullen Park. He says that the Mayor's plan, after the lease expires in 2 years, is to transfer ownership to Bedford Town Football Club, located next door. McCormack says a number of problems could emerge from the decision, including the team losing out on promotion to the Southern League. The Mayor responded by saying, "These things take time and we're working on making sure Real Bedford can have a suitable home." Elvis impersonator Danny Turney from Leighton Buzzard finally quit his job after 15 years as a warehouse supervisor. His friends contacted a talent agent with a link to a video of the 34-year-old performing. The father of two now earns £500 a night and travels across the UK and abroad. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.